I suppose it wasn't really surprising, like, because it had been reported in the local media a couple of weeks beforehand after the by-election result that I had been opposed to the Labour Party, which at that stage I hadn't been. And then just before Christmas, they actually approached me and asked to meet with me, and I had a short discussion with them at that stage.
Obviously, your supporters as an independent will be saying, is this Councillor Pringle wobbling again? You took a couple of weeks to think about it. If you're so committed to independency, surely you should have made that decision immediately.
Well, I have a team of people around me, and I work on the basis that I try and share as much information with them as I can. And I don't take decisions just on my own. So I needed a bit of time to talk to those people and to just do what about them, although I knew at the initial stage is what the response would be. But I think when you have a team of people that work with you, the least that you can do is have some light discussions with them and see what their views are, and then respond in that way. And I think that that's I would do that with anybody. If anybody asked to meet with me, I would hear what they have to say, and then I would talk to my people around me and see what their views were on it, and then get back to them again.
Were you surprised at the Labour Party, given their stance on issues such as the Shannon, that they offered you sweeteners to that effect, that a seat could be there if unsuccessful in the election?
Yeah, well, at the time, I said that to them. I asked them, I thought that the policy was that the Shannon was to be abolished. And they said that at least for the next Dáil term that the Shannon would be there, and that they would have control over a number of seats. So that there would be a possibility that if the general election was unsuccessful, that there would be a Shannon seat there available.
Frank McBurtie, Councillor Frank McBurtie, the selected candidate for Labour, by all accounts seems to have been quiet over the last number of weeks as it relates to issuing statements and such. Do you believe the party's intention was to run you alongside him or in place of him, honestly?
Well, they said they hadn't decided that, but I think they were.
Well, they have decided it because they had a selection convention which has ratified Frank McBurtie as their candidate. So, do you believe they were going to run you alongside him or instead of him?
Well, I believe that they were probably going to run me instead of him, and that was what their intentions were. You know, and I do know, and I have been a member of a political party before, and I know how they work, and I know that they take the expedient route, and they'll be very pragmatic, and if they decide that things aren't the way they want them, they'll pick somebody else and move on, and that's one of the reasons that I decided that I wouldn't go with the Labour Party, given the fact that I am aware of how parties work.